Of course, they have to stop playing music by 11 o'clock, but there were over 300 rebbes. Can you imagine? So it was like the wedding of the century. And one of the rebbes was the great Apter Rav, Rabbi Avraham Yehoshua Heschel, who was the elder statesman of Chassidus. He was a Talmud and a Magid. He had lived three generations of Chassidus. So they decided that at the wedding the matter would be settled, whether or not the Pshischa group would be read out of Chassidus or not. The Kotzker sent the Chidushi Orim, Reb Yitzchak Meir Alter, to represent him at the wedding, to defend him. And the Chidushi Orim prevailed. And the no action was taken. Once no action was taken, it was obvious that the Kotzker, even though in all of the extreme fashion, was accepted. And eventually, he became the founder of the mainstream. Pshischa became mainstream Polish Chassidus. Pshischa became Kotzk and Ger, Alexander, Varka, the Radziner Chassidim, they were all came from that school. And therefore it had within it it renewed the revolution. It gave Chassidus the spark that literally carried it for another 100 years. Now, if you wish to read on the matters, I hope that you would like to read on the matter. Unfortunately, there is not much written in English that is very good. It just so happens that there's an excellent book in German on Chassidus. Why he would do that, I don't know, but that's, you know, one of God's jokes. There was a German Jew by the name of Aaron Marcus who lived in Germany in the early 1800s and who was fascinated by Chassidus, and he moved to Poland and he met all of the Chassidic Rebbeim, and he was in their company, and he wrote the definitive work on Chassidus. But he wrote it in German. So you have a work on Chassidus for an audience that really wasn't interested in it. You know, I always mention Mark Twain's joke about German, that he went to a lecture with his friend, and the lecturer was speaking German, and his friend got up to leave after a half hour, and Twain said to him, "Aren't you going to wait for the verb?" So that is how, you know, the book reads, too. I mean, you know, the book is not written by Goethe or Schiller. The book, you know, just... Now, in the early 1960s, the book was translated into Hebrew. A fair translation. And it was published in B'nai Brak. It's called Chassidus by Aaron Marcus. HaChassidus. However, the man who translated it in what is the height of historical arrogance writes in the introduction that he changed parts of the book and that he left stories out because he knows that the author in Gan Eden would not now like that people should know these stories, etc. What can you do? You know, that is really arrogance. But there is no translation in English, and most of the works that are written in English on Chassidus lack a great deal. There are exceptions, but it's hard to get the... Eli Wiesel has a book in called Souls on Fire, but it's also it doesn't really capture the essence of it. It's a biography of certain great Hasidic leaders, and it has merit, but it doesn't convey what Chassidus was or is. And the best place to see